Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Okay, I have to be honest. I'm not a video game nut, and I never have been. But when we read of a new video game, Assassin's Creed 3, set in revolutionary Boston, well, I was sort of curious.
I watched them fight and die in the name of freedom. They speak of liberty and justice, but for who?
So that's the voice of the hero of Assassin's Creed 3. He's part Indian and part European and goes by the name of Connor. He's not only the voice of anti-imperial justice in colonial America, he's a raging killing machine. He moves through colonial Boston, through some very recognizable city scenes, and he shoots, kicks, cuts, bludgeons, impales one hapless redcoat after another.
Killing me won't fix anything!
Assassin's Creed 3 comes from the company Ubisoft and is set to release on October 31st. We were struck by the setting of the game. The makers claim they depended upon historical research to recreate pre-revolutionary Boston as authentically as possible. So we asked John Bell, a Boston-based history buff and writer and creator of the blog Boston1775.net, to assess the historical accuracy of Assassin's Creed 3. And John Bell, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So, John, as we said, the game doesn't come out until fall, but we have a trailer of it. So let's listen to the very beginning, to the way the creators described this game.
So there are two huge new city locations in Assassin's Creed 3, one being New York and this particular city being Boston. Both were recreated at around 1-3 scale based on historic maps we discovered from the 18th century. So lots of key landmarks from the period are still there, but the overall vibe of the city, the overall feel of the buildings around those landmarks is completely fresh.
So John, let's start with the overall vibe of the city. We're looking at Connor jumping and running through Boston. What do you see?
Well, if I ignore him, because he is very distracting, the rest of the city is really seems authentic. It has this great feel of a pretty small town. Boston was only 16,000 people at the time, but a very vibrant town. We see farmers bringing in their crops. We also see later in this video, we'll see ships on the wharf. It was a commercial center that was one of the three most important settlements in British North America.
Now, we're looking at a scene right now where Connor is hiding behind a building. Someone's taunting an approaching redcoat.
Hey, Lickspittle, why don't you take it?
Connor jumps out, pretty much breaks his neck, cuts his throat. My question is, what about these patrolling redcoats?
Well, this scene is set in summer 1773, according to the video. There were no redcoats in Boston in summer 1773. That was months before the Boston Tea Party. The British Army was sent back into the town in May 1774 as Parliament tried to smack down on Boston after the Tea Party. So that is an anachronism.
All right, now we're seeing a scene where Connor has arrived at the stocks, right?
He's rescuing a man from the stocks.
Right.
There are a couple of anomalies I see with this scene. One is that the stocks was a public shaming. It was a punishment that was supposed to take place in the city square here, not in that back alley.
Because
where
he had to sort of creep into a back alley. So
exactly.
That wouldn't have been realistic.
The other thing is the stocks, this episode is showing the British redcoats as being the bad guys, keeping this poor man in the stocks, and his wife has to come and get Connor to rescue him. Well, putting somebody in the stocks was a civil punishment of the local town government. It was the Boston people who did this, not the redcoats.
So another question I have, now we're watching another confrontation and a fight, and Connor is taking on 8 redcoats at once, and of course he's dispatching them with his usual brutality.
He's very impressive.
He's an impressive killing machine, and there goes number 8, or I guess, now here comes another 3 or 4. They're all going down. What do we think of the costumes? Because they're different kinds of redcoats here, right?
They've done a lot to show different types of British military uniforms. We're seeing Highlanders with their kilts. We're seeing Dragoons with their special hats. We're seeing Grenadiers and light infantrymen. We're seeing more variety in the uniforms than we'd actually see among the regiments stationed in Boston in 1774, 75, 76.
Does this look like we're running through Quincy Market, or...?
That was a marketplace, yes. Yeah. Quincy Market wasn't built yet, but that could have been Faneuil Hall Marketplace. There was also a marketplace at the townhouse. We're doing the Jason Bourne thing of running through people's apartments.
Probably not so historically accurate, that part. What about the costumes of the local citizenry? What do you see? What do you like?
The one thing that's missing is the men's wigs. These four men disguised as redcoats, they should have been wearing white wigs or powdered hair. That's quite clear in the British military regulations. We don't understand that, so we tend to leave it out of our dramatic images of the period.
So, John Bell, overall, what do you think, looking at this? I mean, it is quite incredible, the cityscapes that they've created.
It is. It reminds me of the old joke, you know, go to interesting places, meet fascinating people, and kill them. This is just a wonderful recreation of 18th century Boston visually. There shouldn't have been so many redcoats. There should be more children. I can make quibbles about that. But I think that people who play this game might be intrigued by the real history and want to learn more about it. I think they'll be disappointed to find out that there was nobody like Connor. There was a man who tried to assassinate some British officers in Boston in October 1774. And his weapons all failed and he's quickly locked up.
Well, John Bell, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Well done, soldier. The captain will be very pleased.
John Bell is a Boston-based history buff and the creator of the blog Boston1775.net. He was reviewing the video game Assassin's Creed 3, which is set in pre-revolutionary Boston. It'll be released in the fall.
Anthony, the gamers are coming! The gamers are coming! It sounds like a fantastic ride on a video game.
Pretty good pictures, I'll give them that.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.